Is unforgiveness holding you back from receiving God's best? Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland lead us in a special prayer and confession of forgiveness. Get ready to receive your healing.
Today we're going to act on the Word of God for our healing. So the spirit of faith receives the Word. It acts on the Word. Now, we're not going to have any doubting in here this morning. Let me just read you a scripture before we keep your place there, and I want to look at Psalm 91.
Forgive me.
Do you want to help me?
The word of the Lord just came to me back here.
I forgive you. Help me this morning.
Right in that place. This is in Matthew 9:2. They brought him to a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, your sins be forgiven you. Certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemes. Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your heart? For which is easier to say, your sins be forgiven, or arise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Then he said to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up your bed and go to your house. The same anointing that forgives heals.
That's right.
So when this is what the Spirit of God spoke up in me as you were talking about forgiveness a while ago. As you forgive, and it takes anointing to do it. As you forgive, you supernaturally forgive somebody. You forgive them as an act of your will because the Bible says so. And I forgive them, Lord. I release them. I turn them loose. Now, when you did that, the anointing rose up in you. And it is the same anointing that heals the body.
It's the truth.
It is. It's when you release that anointing towards them, then that same anointing was released in your body. You can't release it one way and not release it another.
Amen.
And as you do that, then you've started a flow. And as you say, God bless them, the flow gets stronger. God, I love my neighbors, myself, the flow gets stronger. It's the same thing. The forgiving flow is the healing flow.
Praise God.
That's
praise
what I heard
God.
The Lord say. The forgiving flow is the healing flow.
Forgiving flow is the healing flow. Well, you know, it's unusual, really, that we spend that much time on that in healing school.
It just rose up in me with great power this morning. The opportunity to hold something against someone is to set your body up for sickness.
That's right. Amen.
So it works in the opposite direction. So when you act on the love of God, just simply because it's the right thing to do. Not because I feel better. You'll feel better later because your feelings will respond to it. But that's not the reason
faith.
I do it. It is an act of faith. It's an act of obedience. And when that takes place, when you do it, that anointing responds to it. Because Jesus commanded it. So if he commanded it and I act on it, then the Holy Ghost and his anointing power responds to that. Because he's not rebellious. He will respond. And as he responds to that with that anointing to forgive, it's the same anointing to heal.
That's right.
Praise
I
God.
I see it. I see it.
Hallelujah.
Well, lead us, lead the every, let's just stand up and act on that and help everybody to do it. Just lead us in the prayer of forgiving. And then at the same time, let's take in our healing.
Now, remember this. Oh, glory to God. The Lord just gave, you know, out of the mouth of two witnesses. If it won't hold up under two witnesses, then it don't hold up. But here's the other one. forgiving one another, even as God has forgiven you, even as for Christ's sake, God has forgiven you. The word Christ is the Greek word anointing. In behalf of the anointing. Well, that's the healing anointing. Yeah. The forgiving anointing is the healing anointing. Amen. So he said, forgive one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Even as God for the sake of the anointing has forgiven you. He's forgiven you because he don't want to cut the anointing off in your life. He doesn't want it shut down. He's forgiven you. He shed his blood so you could have the anointing in the first place. He's given it to you. So as you exercise that in Jesus' name, I forgive. I forgive. Now forget about your feelings. Get away from that. Get away from the hurt, that gnawing. Get completely away from that.
That's just a symptom.
You can deal with that later. That's a symptom, and you need to deal with it. But that's not the base of anything. The base of it is the Word of God. You don't want to be disobedient to God. So here's the way this is done. Put your hand over your heart. And say this, oh, gracious Heavenly Father.
Oh, gracious Heavenly Father.
You have forgiven me.
You have forgiven me.
My sins are washed away in the blood of Jesus.
My sins are washed away in the blood of Jesus.
So I refuse to hold on to the sin of unforgiveness.
To the sin of unforgiveness.
You have forgiven me.
You have forgiven me.
So I forgive. And now, as an act of my will, my will to obey, I forgive. Now either whisper their name or hold that name in your mind or an image of them up before you. I forgive them. I release them. I turn them over to you. My prayer. Is for their release. I pray the prayer of Jesus. Forgive them, Father. They don't know what they did. I release them. In Jesus' name. As of 11:34. This Saturday morning. In August. They are forgiven. I will maintain that. Forever. Regardless of what they do or say. I forgive. They are forgiven. I don't hold their sin against them. I release them.
Now,
Father, I receive my forgiveness. According to 1 John. Where you said in your word. That if we confess our sin. You are faithful and righteous. To forgive us our sin. And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I confess the sin of unforgiveness. And I now by faith. Faith in your word. Faith in your ministry. Faith in your precious blood. I receive my forgiveness. I receive my cleansing. Of all unrighteousness. Including sickness and disease in my body. I walk in the light.
I walk in the light.
As you are in the light.
As you are in the light.
And I have fellowship with you.
And I have fellowship with you.
And you have fellowship with me.
And you have fellowship with me.
And your blood cleanses me from all sin.
And your blood cleanses me.
I thank you for
all sin. I thank you for it.
Now, wait a minute. Oh, hold on just a second.
Hallelujah.
He that saith he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness even until now. That is 1 John 2:9. So say this, I am no longer in darkness.
I'm no longer in darkness.
I have released my brother.
I have released my brother.
Now, verse 10, he that loveth his brother abides in the light. I release my love.
I release my love.
Therefore now I step into the light.
Therefore now I step into the light.
And there is no occasion of stumbling in me now.
And there is no occasion of stumbling in me now.
But he that loveth not his brother.
But he that loveth not his brother.
Is in darkness.
Is in darkness.
Walks in darkness.
Walks in darkness.
Doesn't know where he goes.
Doesn't know where he goes.
Because that darkness has blinded his eye.
Because the darkness has blinded his eye.
Now in the third chapter and in the 14th verse, he that loveth not his brother.
He that loveth not his brother.
Abideth in death.
Abideth in death.
Whosoever does not love his brother.
Whosoever does not love.
Is a murderer.
Is a murderer.
Thank God I'm delivered this morning.
Thank God I'm delivered.
Thank
this
God
morning.
I'm free.
Thank God I'm free.
I'm no longer classified as a killer.
I'm no longer classified as a killer.
As a thief.
As a thief.
As a destroyer.
As a destroyer.
I have disconnected.
I have disconnected.
From darkness.
From darkness.
And I walk in the light.
And I walk in the light.
I put on the armor of light.
I put on the armor of light.
I'm born of the light.
I'm born of the light.
God is light.
God is light.
In him there is no darkness at all.
In him there is no darkness at all.
Darkness.
Darkness.
Fear.
Fear.
Unbelief.
Unbelief.
Sickness.
Sickness.
Disease.
Disease.
Unforgiveness.
Unforgiveness.
Hate.
Hey.
And all other devilish things.
And all other devilish things.
Are flushed out of me now.
Are flushed out of me now.
Now give praise.
Thank
wash
you
it out.
Lord.
Give praise.
Glory
wash
God.
It out. Praise God.
I'm healed. I'm well. I'm clean. Glory to God. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you, Lord. We
Now then, there's another step here. We need to take this. And in the second chapter and in the fourth verse, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not or disobeys his commandment is a liar and the truth isn't in him. But whosoever keeps his word in him verily is the love of God perfected, and hereby we know we are in him. Now, what did you just do? You made a decision to keep the commandment of Jesus to love and forgive.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
So now when you did that, love responded. God
thank
responded.
You.
The Holy Ghost responded and had begun to strengthen your spirit.
Thank
what's
you,
in your
Lord.
Spirit? Love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, kindness,
yes,
temperance. Against
you,
such there is no law. The power of the Holy Ghost to heal, the healing power and deliverance of God is born into your spirit. Praise God. And it's working. It's
praise
working. It's
Lord.
Working.
Thank
it's working
Lord.
Now.
Thank
it's working
Lord.
Now. It's working
Lord.
Now. You hear what I'm saying? It's working now.
Thank
love is working
Jesus.
Now. It's healing your body now. It's straightening
Glory
out your
God.
Mind now.
Thank
it's
you,
breaking
Lord.
The darkness off of your thinking now. It's healing
yes,
and washing out
you,
your
thank
mouth
you,
now.
We're
it's
healed.
Working now.
We're
and
healed.
I'll tell you something
we're
else.
Healed.
It's healing the people you forgave.
We're healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Glory
Now the Lord reminded me of something that goes right in there that he told me to begin to practice. See, I had degenerative joint disease in my bones. I didn't know it until this thing happened, and I got that way by not paying attention to the Word of God, and I won't get off into that, but there were some things that I was doing, some foods I was eating. I was never drinking enough water and all this kind of thing that the Scripture is very plain on. But I wasn't doing it. And, of course, I got the results that God said it would get, and my back failed on me. Well, one of the things he said, now when you speak to that degenerative joint disease and you command it to go and you command that pain to go, he said, begin to talk to your body. He said, no man hateth his own flesh. Oh, that I never thought about that scripture like that. He said, speak the love of God and the faith of God to your body. He said, speak to your body gently and tenderly. He said, it's awesomely created and wonderfully made. Yes, and he said, you've been abusing it. You've been saying things, everything from bad jokes to just literally getting mad at your body because the thing doesn't work right. He said, if there's something wrong with your leg, and my leg had so much pain in it that it was just a terror. He said, begin to talk to it. Say, leg, now listen, now you got a job to do, and you're well, and you're healed, and God loves you, and I love you, and I'm speaking to you now. You're strong in the name of Jesus. Leg, you are strong in Jesus' name. And little Jenny, the one that came up here on the platform last night, she wrote me a note and called me Pawpaw Strong Legs.
Yeah.
So I started calling me Pawpaw Strong Legs. I said, now, legs, you're strong.
Yeah.
Little leg, I love you now. You are strong. Woo, your legs are strong. Praise God. Huh? You're speaking the very nature of God himself into your body when you do that. But if all this other junk is there, if the darkness is there, if the blindness is there, if the unforgiveness is there, see, that's unforgiveness is spiritual adultery to God.
Yes, it is.
And it's spiritually adulterous. It is just absolutely like the sin of treason to him. To not forgive when he's forgiven us of
that's
so
right.
much.
That's right.
Amen. So we get into that. We get moving in that. Oh, that love starts flooding
praise
your body.
You, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
That's all
bless
I have, brother.
No, it's not all you have. You're not getting off that.
Okay.
I think people are ready to receive their
healing.
I mean, they've already begun to receive it.
It's already
now,
started.
I'm going to ask you as a prophet of God, I'm going to ask you to rebuke sickness and disease and every kind of physical hindrance, anything that would cause the body not to be perfect, to be able to walk.
Sickness and disease can hear your words.
Thank
the leper
you.
Came to Jesus, said, I know you can if you will.
Yeah.
You can make me whole. He said, I will. Be thou clean. And he put his hand on him. And the word said, the leprosy departed. Wasn't just healing came. The leprosy got up and got out.
That's right.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I speak to the curse of sickness. I speak to the curse of disease. I'm telling you right now, we have acted on the law of Jesus. We have acted on the law of love. We have acted on the word of God. Light has flooded in and darkness has been removed. So sickness and disease and weakness and pain, move out of here now. You leave these bodies. You leave these minds. You leave this premises. No, 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 you can't stay. No, no, darkness can't stay when light is released. Hate can't stay when love is released. It is done. It is done. Say it with me. It is done. Hallelujah.
All over the world, tell them.
All over the world. All over the world this is happening.
Be released. Be healed.
All over the internet. All over television.
You couldn't do before. Receive your healing. Now say, I take it.
I take it.
I take my healing.
I take it.
I am healed.
I am healed.
From the top of my head.
The top of my head.
To the soles of my feet.
To the soles of my feet.
Every part of my body functions.
If sickness attacks, it's not a time to fear, but it is a time to take action and stand for the wellness that Jesus provides and is ready to give you. We desire that you're able to stand in faith and see complete victory in every situation that rises against you. Healing and Wellness by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. This in-depth spiritual action plan is designed to help you respond scripturally for your total healing and wellness. This teaching also includes scriptures to stand on each day, interactive devotional questions to apply the teaching to your own life, a 10-day schedule for saturating your life with God's Word on healing, a special worship CD that focuses on God's heart for your wellness, and more. Also included is a bonus DVD specially selected to help you keep focused on God's Word. Renew your mind on God's diagnosis. Stand in faith and start your journey to a lifetime of healing and wellness. Order the Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit, your 10-day spiritual action plan, the comprehensive and interactive healing package new from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, available now for just $15. For faster delivery, order online at kcm.org or to order by phone, call toll-free 800-575-4455. You may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. Order your Lifeline Kit today.
The same anointing that forgives heals.
That's right.
As you forgive, it takes anointing to do it. As you forgive, you supernaturally forgive somebody. You forgive them as an act of your will because the Bible says so. And I forgive them, Lord. I release them. I turn them loose. Now, when you did that, the anointing rose up in you. And it is the same anointing that heals the body.
This is Mike from Freedom, Wisconsin. And this morning he is free because he forgave his brother.
Yeah.
And as he began to forgive his brother, since 5 years old he's had some hearing loss. His stomach was hurting when he got here. His feet were cracking and hurting. Now he says he's walking on what?
Pillows.
Praise God.
Oh, I'm hearing things in stereo.
Things in stereo. He said his stomach pain is all gone.
He's free.
And you know what? For me to say that, for my wife to sit back here and say men have selective hearing, I just put myself on the accountability list. So
the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But we have life through Christ Jesus, and that's the anointing that turns it all around and sets us free.
Michael received his healing when he forgave his brother. As you forgive, love floods your body. I mean, it opens you up. You know, the Bible says that we receive when we love one another. Love opens the door. And so when we hold things against people, we're holding back our deliverance. We're pushing our healing away from us. So before I pray for you today, I want to encourage you. If you have aught against any, the Bible says, release them and forgive them. So I want you, just anybody you think of, somebody in your family, somebody at the office, whatever it is, you release it right now and you say, Jesus, I forgive them. After all, Jesus forgave you of a lot of things, and he forgave me of a lot of things. So we can do the same for other people. Ken and I spent a lot of this healing school ministering on forgiveness. I think that's one reason there were so many healings in that particular day. Jesus wants to heal your body. Now you forgive all. You forgive everyone of everything right now. And you get ready to pray and receive your healing. Father, I pray for every person who needs healing today. And in Jesus' name, I speak the words of healing. You be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Receive your healing now. In Jesus' name, begin to do what you couldn't do before. If you couldn't run, run. If you couldn't get up, get up. Move and go for it. Give Jesus some faith to work with. Believe you, receive it, and don't ever go back on it. Before I leave today, I have a gift for you. I want to give you this book, God's Prescription for Divine Health. This is full of healing scriptures. It's absolutely free. We want you to have it. You should go over healing scriptures every day, really, when you're well and when you need healing. So we want you to have this. This is a gift. You just let us know you want it, and we'll send it to you absolutely free. Join me tomorrow for more Healing School. If you have loved ones or friends that need healing, call them and say, watch this broadcast. People are being healed. And dare to be bold and say, you know, Jesus is the healer. And all we need to do is offer Him our faith and receive the healing that He's already provided for us. So reach out to somebody today. Tell them to watch the broadcast. Tell them, Jesus will heal you. Be bold about it. Jesus will heal you. Jesus will heal your relatives. He'll heal your friends. He'll heal any of us if we'll just give Him something to work with. And what is that? Faith. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
To order your free gift of God's Prescription for Divine Health, log on at kcm.org or call 800-575-4455. Or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. One per household, please. Are you tempted to walk in fear because of today's uncertain times? God's plan for you does not include fear. Help is coming your way. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are sending their family to help you. Come to the Copeland Family Meetings with George and Terry Pearsons, Steve and Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons. The first one will be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, August 27th through 29th at the Midwest Airlines Arena. Then later in the year, they're headed to Orlando, Florida, December 3rd through 5th for another meeting at the Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center. Generations of powerful ministry will share God's Word to bolster your faith. Come be refreshed, renewed, and healed. Get into the blessing in action. 3 days, 6 services, 1 divine appointment. Don't miss the Copeland Family Meetings, August 27th through 29th and December 3rd through 5th. Admission is free. For more information, go to kcm.org.